Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا نور اللہ. امیر المؤمنین سیدنا عمر فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سیڈ, دعا میننگ سپلیکیشن ریمین سسپینڈیڈ بٹوین دا ارتھ اینڈ دا اسکائی اینڈ ڈز ناٹ کلائم, meaning it is not accepted until you recite salat upon your beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, the birthcity of the beloved Rasul of Allah azza wa jal sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is Makkatul Mukarrama. Allah azza wa jal has showered great blessings for the sake of his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If a devotee of the Holy Prophet spends Ramadan in Makkatul Mukarrama, keeps fast over there and offers as many nawafil salah as possible, he will be rewarded equivalent to 100,000 Ramadan spent elsewhere. In addition to the reward of setting a slave free every day and every night, and that of a good deed each day and night. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us all with the privilege of spending the blessed month of Ramadan in Makkatul Mukarrama and worshipping as much as possible. And then, as soon as Ramadan ends, may we get to the sacred tomb of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us all with the privilege of spending the blessed month of Ramadan in Makkatul Mukarrama and worshipping as much as possible. And then, as soon as Ramadan ends, may we get to the sacred tomb of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to celebrate Eid, crying and begging him for our Eid presents. And may we receive our Eid presents from his beloved blessed hands. All this is possible by the mercy of the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, we should worship Allah azza wa jal abundantly in Ramadan and do every such act that earns his and his beloved prophets sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's pleasure. If anyone is not forgiven even in this auspicious month, then when would he be forgiven? The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would devote himself to worship as soon as Ramadan arrived. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said, in Ramadan, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, would devote himself to worship Allah azza wa jal and did not used to come to his blessed bed in the whole of this month. She radiallahu ta'ala anha further says, in Ramadan, the color of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's blessed face would change. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would offer salah abundantly, make dua in an extreme humble manner, and remain overtaken by the divine fear. Dear Islamic brothers, in this month, donating money abundantly is also a sunnah. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anha said, in Ramadan, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, would set free every prisoner and give something to every such person who asked for. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, Rasul of Allah azza wa jal sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the most generous of all people, and his ocean of generosity returned turbulent the most in the month of Ramadan, when the Honorable Jibreel alayhi salam visited him. Jibreel alayhi salam would come every night and they both would recite the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would demonstrate more generosity than even a fast blowing wind. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, as the reward for good deeds is multiplied several times in Ramadan, one should perform as many virtuous deeds as possible. Sayyidina Ibrahim Naqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "One day's fast in Ramadan is greater than 1,000 fasts in any other month." Making tasbih, meaning saying subhanallah once in Ramadan, is better than saying it 1,000 times in any other month. And offering one rakat of salat in Ramadan is greater than offering 1,000 rakat in any other month. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The one who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal in Ramadan will be forgiven. And the one who asks Allah Azza wa Jal for anything in this month will not be deprived." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sunan are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request to spend the whole night in the weekly Sunnah inspiring Ijtima, commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursday in Fizan Medina, Mohalla Sodogran, Old Sabzi Mandi, or in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madani Kafla with the lovers of the beloved Rasul to learn the Sunnah, and fill out the Madani in Ahmad booklet daily whilst practicing Fikr Medina. Submit it to the Zimadar of your locality by the 10th of every Madani Islamic month. By the blessings of this, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your faith, adopt the Sunnah, and have hatred of sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world. In order to rectify ourselves, we must act upon the Madani in Amat, and to reform the people of the whole world, we must travel on the Madani kafilas. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae Dawat-e-Islami teri doom machi ho. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless Dawat-e-Islami with such a grace that it becomes glorious at each and every place. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents, and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims, and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani in Amat and travel with the Madani kafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual efforts to persuade others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases, and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the martyrdom under the shadow of the Green Dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your bondsmen ask me to make supplications. Fulfill their du'as and relieve them of all complications. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bihaqqi la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.